What made me first suspect Joe was that he knew more than any innocent person should have known.
I suspected Irene the moment I heard the fireman's testimony.
The apparently unimportant fact.
I suspected the postman after he testified.
I suspected.
Listen to radio's newest, most interesting and thrilling program, Suspicion. Now, Suspicion. Somewhere in the drama about to be presented is a seemingly unimportant fact, a hidden clue that first casts suspicion on the ultimate culprit. Listen regularly to this thrilling series. Test your powers of observation and deduction and find the hidden clue. It may be a single line, a sound, perhaps a complete scene. All names and characters depicted in this story are fictitious. Any resemblance to persons living or dead is entirely coincidental. In the story we presented last time in this series, A Little Mistake, do you remember these scenes? While on the trail of the thief who killed Mike O'Hara, Rose O'Hara and Corporal Charlie Winston, overtaken by a storm, seek shelter in Louis and Scotty's cabin. And while there...
The trail we followed from O'Hara's went past here. We stopped and hollered for a moment, but there was no answer, so we went on. I guess I should have told someone in town or formed a posse, but I didn't.
And after the storm was over, when Charlie Winston and Scotty were in the trading post at Broken Arm...
Now look here, Winston.
I told you to shut up. Oh, hello, Brandt.
Hello, James. Say, have you any idea who killed Mike O'Hara?
That was the hidden clue, ladies and gentlemen. Charlie Winston had told no one in the town of Broken Arm about the murder of Mike O'Hara. Yet Brandt knew about it. Only the guilty person could have had such knowledge. And now we present... Formula for Death. Late one Friday evening in March, in a small house on the outskirts of a large city in Wisconsin, Lenore Hewson is awakened by the muffled sound of a shot. Leaving her room, she runs along the darkened hallway, then down a short flight of stairs to the basement. A pale yellow light shines from under the door of her father's laboratory. Pressing her ear against the panel, she hears...
You don't talk and talk quick, Hewson. We'll break.
I tell you, it isn't here.
Where is it?
I don't know.
Good beating up and you'll talk, all right, Hewson. We want your invention and we'll get it at any cost. Jim, maybe a little arm twisting will help. Get busy.
Police, come to 137 Meadow Avenue at once. Some people have broken into the house and... Yes, hurry. 13...
That'll take care of you, sister. That's Graham. She's tipped off the wall.
She got a nasty crack on the head, but she'll be around in a minute.
Where am I?
In the living room of your home, Miss Hewson. We found you by the telephone in the hall.
Where's my father? Did
no,
they kill...
No, he was pretty badly beaten up, Miss Hewson. Now then, what happened here tonight?
I don't know.
Well, but surely you must have some idea, Miss Hewson.
Yes, but... Yes, Father, I'm here.
Lenore, don't tell anyone except George Huntley. Tell the police nothing. Nothing at all.
Yes.
They mustn't know. Tell George...
Yes, Father.
Tell George they tried to get my...
Hey, what's he talking about, Miss Hewson?
I don't know.
But you...
I tell you, I don't know.
Very well, Miss Hewson. I'm Captain Lewis of the Detective Bureau. If you find out or even have a hunch what this is all about, get in touch with me.
I have no idea why my father was attacked, Captain Lewis. Sorry to break into your office this way, George.
That's quite all right, Lenore. How's your father?
Haven't you heard?
Oh, you mean here?
Yes, an hour ago.
Do you mind telling me how the accident happened last night?
Accident? He was murdered.
But in the papers...
Oh, I saw the story in the papers. How Father was injured during an experiment. You know who controls the papers in this city.
Now, see here, Lenore.
George, last night some men broke into the house and threatened to beat up my father unless he gave them something.
Do the police know?
Oh, yes, of course they do, but I didn't tell them everything.
Huh?
Just before Father was taken to the hospital, he ordered me not to tell anyone except you. He said, tell George they tried to get my... And then he fainted. I know they were after one of his inventions, but which one? Do you know, George?
Perhaps it might be connected with an envelope he gave me last week.
Oh.
He asked me to keep it in my office safe. Did he warn you of anything, Lenore?
No. Although earlier in the week, on Tuesday, he seemed quite upset after two men had called on him. He said they were agents of Robert Blankton, the international munitions king. And he controls the newspapers in this city.
Robert Blankton, eh?
Mm.
That war maker. Perhaps we'll find the answer in this.
Oh. Well, what is it, George?
Why, it's the formula for a new gunpowder. He writes, with a gun barrel of proper strength, this powder will hurl a shell weighing 3 tons a distance of no less than 90 miles.
Oh.
He underlined this part. I have told no one of this invention. Under no circumstances is this formula to be given to any person but Howard Kentwell of the United States Department of War.
Howard Kentwell? Father was going to fly to Washington this morning to see him.
We'll get in touch with him at once then, because Blankton and his agents won't stop at... Hello, operator. Rush this call through to the War Department at Washington, D.C. It's quite important. I don't know how Blankton learned of the invention, but sooner or later he'll find out that we War Department? Mr. Howard Kentwell, please. George Huntley speaking. What's that? Oh, but there must be some way of reaching him. No, I can't discuss it with anyone else. If you'll... Very well.
Isn't there?
No, and can't be reached until Monday morning.
Oh, that's almost 2 days, George. What'll we do?
Well, there's only one thing, Lenore. You stay with me and my wife over the weekend at our summer home. You mustn't be left alone. Did you notice that car?
The one that just passed?
Yes. It's followed us all the way from my office in the city. If there had been less traffic on the highway...
You're not going to leave the formula here with the police, George.
Oh, not exactly, my dear. But for once, the police may be very useful.
What's this all about, George? My husband gets home much later than usual and has a...
And has a very beautiful young lady with him. The daughter of one of my late clients.
Oh.
Don't tell me you're jealous, Mary.
No, of course not. But what's the secret between you two? Why is Miss Houston here?
Oh, believe me, Mary, I can't tell you. Some unscrupulous people are after a paper I have.
Oh, well, then get rid of it. Throw it in the fire. Do something.
If the paper I have was mine, if it did belong to me alone, I think I would destroy it.
Early the following morning, Sunday...
There's another one behind the lilac tree. Do you see him?
Yes. He's been there ever since dawn this morning. I doubt if they'll attack for a while yet. And the village police promised to stop by here before noon.
Won't you change your mind about my plan to run through?
Oh, you wouldn't have a chance. No one would.
I'll try it anyway, George. If it hadn't been for me, you and Mrs. Huntley wouldn't...
Lenore, I wouldn't be alive if it hadn't been for your father.
What's that?
Your father saved my life at the risk of his own. It was during the World War. That was before your time.
Oh, what happened?
Let's not talk about it. We who actually fought, we know that the tinsel of war glory tarnishes very easily. If only everyone had been at the front. If only they could have faced death instead of...
George, I've never heard you talk like this before.
I'm sorry. I just can't help feeling that way sometimes. I guess I'm out of step with the rest of the world, Lenore.
Oh,
but in a few years, others will feel the way I do, perhaps.
What do you mean?
The formula. Your father's formula for a new gunpowder capable of hurling shells over 90 miles.
George, look, they're leaving. And there's a police car coming up the road.
I wonder if...
Howard Kentwell must have heard about father's formula.
And he's come here for it, eh?
Of course. Don't you see, George?
The police probably told the Federal Bureau of Investigation about Father.
Will you let them in, Lenore? I'll get the formula.
Right, Joe. You don't know how glad I'll be to get rid of it.
Yes, Miss Hewson, we're pretty certain we know who killed your father.
Who?
Well, I've been ordered not to say anything, miss. We turned all information over to the FBI, and it's up to them. Oh, good morning. George Huntley, aren't you?
Yes. Are you Howard Cantwell?
No, I'm just an undersecretary in the department. Mr. Cantwell sent me here for Mr. Hewson's gunpowder formula. Now, here's a receipt if you'll just sign here.
But Mr. Hewson's wish was that it be given to no one but Mr. Cantwell.
Oh, I see. Well, suppose you fly to Washington with us and give it to him, okay? Well,
certainly. I'll be ready in a minute.
These men are secret agents, Mr. Huntley.
Not taking any chances, eh?
Oh, no, we never do.
Lay off the gab and come across at the formula.
Oh, but I told you...
Give us the formula before we get rough, Huntley.
Yeah, you might fall out of the plane.
Oh, accidentally, of course.
So you men work for Robert Blankton, eh?
You catch on fast, buddy.
And you murdered Paul Hewson.
That's about it. He had something our boss wanted. Too bad that such a brilliant man had to be mussed up, but he was stubborn.
Just a moment. You know what these are.
Take it easy, pal. Them hand grenades are...
I've taken the safety catches out. And the moment I let go of the lever...
Look out, you fool. We'll all be killed.
Certainly. All six...
Toss them bombs out of the window or I'll plug you.
Shut up. Listen... I was pretty sure all the time that you didn't belong to the War Department.
But you can't...
I didn't think you'd try anything as storybookish as this, but I had to find out. However, I had another reason for coming with you. You see, this gunpowder formula will bring death to many innocent people. I don't think anyone should have it. Certainly not an international munitions king and war maker. Perhaps not even my own country. Killing soldiers is an essential part of war. But the murder of innocent civilians? No, gentlemen. It is far better that we six and the formula be destroyed.
Ladies and gentlemen, did you discover the hidden clue that caused George Huntley to suspect the men who came for the gunpowder formula? If you did, write into this station and tell us the hidden clue. And to check your powers of observation and deduction, listen for the correct hidden clue of this story the next time we present Suspicion.